Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
It's JC.
I'd say I average 3 to 4 dumb things a week.
Jenna.
But the baby arm could be, you know, fun.
Big Al Mac.
Just relate, man. You know how I do it. Oh, come on, man. Shoot.
And Kelly Raspberry.
There is nothing better than a really funny black person movie.
Now, on with the show.
True.
Because there's people crying in the aisles. It's fun.
If you haven't been to a black, just go. Next time one comes, what's coming
Some out? Of the most favorite memories I have in my life is being me and my best friend Tommy Jean Galloway, Cleveland now. We would go to the movies, and we go see something like Purple Rain, which is typically, you know, going to be a black audience. Yeah, and we'd be the two white girls there. We had so much fun. Because black people, they're just a more engaging audience.
What's your favorite black people movie, Kelly?
Purple Rain. It's my first vivid memory because literally people are up and dancing in the aisles. And it's like you're at a concert and not just a movie. Fun.
Oh, I got to sing up karaoke this weekend.
We went to see Nightmare on Elm Street, which is not a black people movie.
No, not at all.
But we happened to go on a day when nobody was in there except this big group of black girlfriends who went and us. We had so much fun because they're just more participatory audience. White people are boring. That's what I'm trying to say.
We think movies are interactive.
You think you can change the outcome of the movie if you yell out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey,
they're involved.
Don't go in there.
Right.
No,
it's so fun.
Al, what's your favorite black people movie?
Friday.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. That's my favorite.
There is a revival because sometimes at these movie theaters they'll bring back old classics. Yeah. We should, if they ever do that, I want to go see that with you, Al.
Even some of the Ice Cube movies, they don't get.
Are we there yet and stuff?
Yeah.
But, that doesn't count.
But some of them are really good. I mean, anything with Chris Rush Hour, which is not a black people movie per se.
But if you go see it with a bunch of black people, it's way more fun.
Yeah.
But man.
Well, it's Tucker, like seeing the Sex and the City sequel with a gay audience.
There was a movie,
way better.
A lot of people may not have seen this, but there's a movie with Method Man and Red Man called How High. Hilarious.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
But would you want to see it with an audience full of white people?
No, Kelly.
No.
Of course not.
It does make a difference.
You got to go to the hood to watch
Speaking of How High, good news for the stoners. How would you like to have Girl Scout cookies year-round whenever you want?
I mean, my body wouldn't like it.
I know your body
wouldn't. Maybe it makes them less special.
Well, you could technically freeze them.
You could,
a lot of people freeze them
because they're
only available for that limited window.
Exactly. You could buy your cookies right now for how much? They're like $4
a box.
$4 a box. Or you can spend 15 times that so you can bake your own Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, you can get the dough.
At home whenever you feel like it. There's a company called Wicked Cool Toys that's working with the Girl Scouts to release an easy bake oven style toy that will let kids bake Girl Scout cookies at home. And we know kids aren't going to buy this. It's going to be adults.
Even like the Thin Mints and stuff?
Right now, they'll give you the ingredients for Thin Mints.
Uh-huh.
But you can also buy mixes for other cookies like the shortbread or the peanut butter sandwiches. Hmm. So, this will go on sale this fall for $59.99 plus $6.99 to $14.99 for the mixes.
Yeah. It's just an easy bake oven with Girl Scout cookie recipes.
Cool.
Exactly.
Huh.
See,
isn't that cool?
I don't know if the day has passed for the Easy Bake Oven, because when I was growing up, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. You cook with a light bulb, and you just make these little concoctions with just mixing water. It was simple and easy. But kids today with microwaves, and kids are already cooking for themselves. I think the magic of the Easy Bake Oven is coming on. I got one for Caroline Craddock when she was a little girl.
Yeah.
And the next year, kid threw it in the dumpster. I was so mad at him. What? I was like, at least give it back to me. I would like to have it for nostalgia purposes.
Hello, green egg.
Right. Yeah.
Big Al bought a kid a big green egg, which are like
$1,000
barbecue pit.
A nice barbecue. Grill, yeah.
Kid sold it
for $100 at a garage sale. Gosh.
I'm sorry, Big Al Mac.
Oh, boy.
Now, cooking's
he didn't even invite us to his garage sale.
No.
You have to understand.
We were so mad.
Why'd you put me in a bad mood?
I understand he had to get rid of it because he was moving to a condo. They didn't allow grills, but exactly. If we've given you a gift, just ask us if we want it back.
I had just bought a house. I would have bought that off of him.
I would have bought it again.
Yeah.
I bought it the first time. I would have bought it again for $100.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
Now, let's get off the cooking topic.
Peace.
Because if you're more into beauty. The Kim Kardashian regimen is ridiculous, Jenna.
It is. Well, you know what? I'm actually surprised that there weren't more things included. Yeah. Into the Gloss is this beauty blog. I love it because they'll feature supermodels and celebrities on there, and they'll reveal their whole beauty regimen, you know, their favorite products. And, of course, they're going to self-promote a little bit with their own makeup items. But they tell you what they do to look the way they do. So it's really great if you're about to go to the mall. I get on Into the Gloss, like, what do I need to go buy? What's the newest makeup? So Kim Kardashian's the latest featured celebrity, and she rattled off most of the beauty products she uses. And let's just go through a couple of them real quick. This is the thing. A lot of designer items, you know, skincare creams and things like that. Like La Mer sunscreen is $85. And she has a laser because she has really severe psoriasis. You can catch it sometimes. She has to put makeup over it, which is a painful thing that doesn't go away, really. But you can buy a laser to treat it. And that's $795. It's an at-home laser you can use to treat it. She uses Guerlain skin cream, which is $455. So totaling everything up, these designer beauty products she uses, she includes some of her makeup on there as well, like Anastasia is the brow guru. We use Anastasia brow stuff here for our TV show, but totaling everything she uses on a daily basis, it's $2,087.
But it's all relative.
It is.
It's all
honestly
relative.
I don't think that's that much when I tell you that she has a makeup squad, right?
Her glam
squad yearly to have them. She has two different makeup artists, depending on their schedules with other celebrities, and hairstylists to keep them like on retainer to travel with her 24/7. It's $250,000 a year.
Oh my God.
That's
how
just
much
to have them
she
travel.
Pays to have the glam squad. Yeah,
on
which
standby.
Includes her makeup artist and hairstylist on standby.
The average person can't do that, obviously. But they need to have ugly people beauty supplies.
They do.
Because
my
point is,
not ugly people, but affordable.
Poor people.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian is beautiful when she wakes up in the morning with no makeup. All right,
you don't know
You're
that
saying she doesn't need anything.
You don't know
I'm
that
saying she doesn't need anything. I'm saying she's already a beautiful girl.
Okay,
so she's enhancing. They need to have something for like ugly people. So they can
it's
put on
makeup.
And then put on and be beautiful.
Because Kim Kardashian doesn't always look like. There's a picture of Kim Kardashian from 6 years ago with Khloe where she looks like Mustafa from Aladdin. You know, and it was just the.
Well, look, she's had a lot of other things done, you know, with all her hair laser removal, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She's done a lot to get to where she's at, that she can wake up every day and look the way she looks.
I wish I wanted to put more time and effort into being
that's what
that
she
beautiful.
She likes
it's
it.
About she devotes
well, it's her,
time.
It's her living.
It's exhausting. Yeah.
I don't.
Hey, she does cut corners on one area that I do as well, and you guys always give me a hard time, and I always
unibrow.
Say, this is my, the unibrow. No, the hair washing. Kim says, I don't wash it every day. She gets a blowout every 5 days. That'll cost you about $60 at a regular blowout bar.
Right.
These things are popping up all
What's
over the
blowout?
Country.
What's a blowout?
Just blowing your hair dry.
They wash your hair, and you have like, it's almost like a bar.
Oh, okay.
You have five different shot options, basically, you know, and they'll do your style however you want. And a lot of women that work a lot will do this because it's about $50 or $60. She gets it every 5 days. She says she changes it each day. So by day four, it's a ponytail. And then on the fifth day, she gets her hair washed again.
Is it true that Kim has a boob team?
She does. We reported this on Dish Nation lately because she's been into such cleavage-bearing outfits with Kanye that she has someone travel with her to do her boob makeup.
Cool?
Like contouring and to make them look higher and, you know, cream and bronze and do all of that.
I want that job. I want a girl that can be ready in like 10 minutes. Like
you say that, but
I do.
You just don't want to see everything that goes into it.
I might have an idea. Hey, let's go to the mall or whatever. I want to be able to call you up, Kelly, and say, hey, can you be ready in 10, 15 minutes?
Can you do that, Kelly?
Boom.
Me, yes.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian cannot be ready in 10 minutes.
No way.
She can't be ready. She can't even call all her people
she
to get over
She also has to deal with paparazzi. I don't.
I understand.
But I've been making more. I used to run to the mall.
Wet hair.
With a baseball bat. A baseball hat.
Baseball a baseball bat. What are you
riding? Baseball hat. No makeup. Whatever. And now that we're on TV, we're getting recognized more. So now I put a little bit more effort. I mean, I don't literally just roll out of the house and go, I have to put on a little bit of makeup and maybe brush my hair.
Isn't it always the day that you go wet hair, no bra to the mall at 7 o'clock
caught.
At night?
I
it's
know.
Like, picture. Yeah,
I probably
and,
should.
And people, when you meet, greet them with, and it's hard because they greet me with, Kelly, ask me to take a picture, and I'm going,
Oh, yeah.
They think, well, you're rude. I'm like, I look awful. I don't want this to be the only picture you have of me, yeah. And I look like this. So
I probably should. I don't. I don't put any effort.
Why don't you hire a photographer with you, Kelly?
Yeah.
Kelly's personal photographer and makeup artist, just in case.
So if you ask me for my picture and I'm less than pleasant, it's not a reflection on you asking. It's a reflection on how I feel about the way I look. I'm going to put that out there. Before somebody else calls in and says, Kelly Raspberry is rude to me.
Yeah, we did that last week.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
Not doing that today.
You don't want to do that today?
Not today.
No.
Maybe once a quarter we'll do that.
Does the dollar... I know you go to the dollar store a lot, Kelly. Do they have makeup there?
They do.
They do?
Yeah. They have a lot of makeup there. It's really great, especially if you have a young child that likes to play in your makeup, and mommy's makeup is expensive.
Yeah.
I go get her... and. Once I buy it for her, she's over it. $1 each. You can get her eyeshadow, blush, and little fake lipsticks and real lipsticks. And it's
not expired.
Yeah. It's $1. No, it's regular stuff. It's just inexpensive.
Makeup expires?
Was it tested on animals?
Yes, makeup expires way more quickly than people realize.
Really? No, this is regular makeup at the dollar store, and it's really great. And maybe if you're interested in trying a color that's really wild out there, you don't know if you like it, instead of going buying a $22 pot of eyeshadow, you can go get one for $1. You know, play with it and see if you like it. And then go invest in something better.
Thrifty beauty tips from Kelly Raspberry.
Well, I mean,
right
got
there.
It.
Thank you, God, for making me a man.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We spoke with Staff Sergeant Travis Mills.
Yeah, buddy.
Yesterday on our show. One of the most inspiring guys, hilarious guys you will ever meet or hear.
Agreed.
And if you missed the interview, go to kidnation.com, KIDDnation.com. We should have it up there so you could get to know Travis. And his cause and what he's trying to do and accomplish. Really awesome guy. Mm-hmm. Really awesome guy. You know who else is awesome? Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, thanks, JC.
You're so awesome, Kelly.
Your advice...
Everything is awesome.
Your advice is on point always.
Thank you.
Especially with love, because you've had... it's been tough for you with the love.
I'm interested to see if your love advice changes now that you're involved.
In a semi.
I'm not saying I know... I mean, people ask me about my advice all the time, and I'm not saying I'm perfect in a relationship. I have my own issues.
But you keep it real when people ask you for
I give my honest opinion.
Opinions, yes.
Sometimes it's easier to give advice than to heed your
exactly.
own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any update on Tinder Bear?
I told you I don't want to talk about it that much because I don't want to ruin it.
Okay, just to...
But I will tell you.
Kelly got turned on. Why'd you get turned on, Kelly?
People want to know.
Well, I'm a little difficult.
Yeah.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not as verbose as I should be and as effusive in... expressing my feelings.
I am Kelly
sometimes
Raspberry.
Early on in the beginning of a relationship. So anyway, he got a little frustrated with me last night and he sort of put me on my place.
Woo!
Which I love. I love
that. When you say settle down
when
there, Missy.
Somebody like says you straighten up. I was like, oh, that's so hot.
Yeah, this guy's just doing everything right. He asks you for your phone number and
right
to talk
that.
To you.
Oh
and then
God.
He puts you in your place when you need to be put
I don't know,
in your place.
I don't want, now, I'm not saying I want to be abused
no.
verbally, but when he doesn't put up with my crap, you know, it's like, it's almost like
I'm
you're testing.
You He's
test,
not a doormat.
You test boundaries and what you can and can't say. And I am frustrating. I admit it.
Tell us about it.
I'm very guarded.
Yeah.
Well, you're good. Frustrated.
So when he's like, I was like, oh.
He proved he's a man.
Yeah, breaking down that hard shell.
All right, well, let's see how Kelly's love advice has changed now that she's super happy.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 27 and single and actually okay with it.
Good.
I was in a 5-year relationship that ended about a year ago, so I've had time to get over that and do my own thing for a little bit. My mom is also single, but she's not quite as okay with it. She's been by herself since my daddy died 7 years ago, so she's ready for love again. She's been seeing this man for a while now, and come to find out, he has a son.
Ooh.
I don't know why, but my mom decided to play matchmaker and set us up on a double date in a couple of weeks, which is weird on so many levels. First, he could someday be my stepbrother. Second, who wants to double date with their mom? I've tried finding ways out of it, but she's practically begged me to do this. Not one speck of me wants to go, but I don't know how to tell the woman no. How can I get out of this without letting my mom down too much? Lestacia.
Take the double date out of it and just be, it's a man that's important to your mom, and the man has a son, and it's time for our children to meet.
Mm-hmm, like a
family date. Take the potential romance out of it. Just say, Mom, let this just be a meeting of the families. There comes a time in a relationship, if you're serious, you want your children to meet. You want the person you're dating to meet your parents. It's just a meeting of the families. It doesn't take the pressure off of it being a potential love connection. And second of all, you're not in sixth grade, so it's not going to be creepy that he may potentially be your stepbrother and you end up falling in love with him. You're not going to be sharing the same bathroom at mom and dad, stepdad's house.
You're grown-ups.
You're grown-ups now. The oogie factor is gone.
It would be weird, though, Kelly.
It's weird,
not
if
that
you're,
weird
if you're in high
grown
school,
adults. If you're grown adults, she's 27 years old.
It's
not like we're teenagers and grew up under the same roof and suddenly realize we have feelings for each other. I can see where that can be a little
like
creepy.
Greg and Marsha Brady.
Yeah,
watching reruns.
Right. So just tell mom, say, look, I'd love to meet his family because it's important to you, but let's take the pressure of it being a date out of the equation. Just let it be the meeting of the families.
Would you ever, Kelly, since you're divorced, would you, when Emma Kelly gets older in 20 years, would you allow her to date your boyfriend's son? Would that be cool with you?
They're not blood related, so.
It's all right.
I mean, later, I mean, what, you know.
You can, I know, avoid, it just sounds
you,
weird because it's still
avoid
your stepbrother.
It does. You can kind of avoid the whole sneaking out at night to see your boyfriend.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, they're not blood.
It's fine. I think it's easier when you're an adult.
They're adults. They weren't raised together.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope one day we hear Kelly go, Emma Kelly, get out of your brother's room.
Oh, Lord.
Love letters.
Wow.
Love letters to Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My daughter is 7.
I'm sort of mad at Jenna.
What?
Why?
It could happen.
Put that out in the universe.
Put that out in the universe,
because
Jenna.
Because it was funny.
Emma Kelly, get out of your stepbrother's slash boyfriend's room.
She's 8.
She said in 10 years or something like that.
I didn't put a timeline.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Put a timeline on it.
Move on.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My daughter is 17 and just told me that she's expecting a baby.
Shut up.
I'll admit that I did not react in the calmest manner, but I was honest in my expression of disappointment. That was a week and a half ago. Then over the weekend, she tells me that she wants to do the right thing, quote unquote, and marry the baby's dad. Once again, I didn't react in the calmest manner. In fact, I completely lost it. This is honestly the worst idea I've ever heard. She wants to drop out of high school, and she's so close to being done, move in with him, and start a family. I've got to stop this, but I don't know how. If I act supportive, she might believe it. If I fight her, she might do the stuff just to spite me. What's the best thing to do to keep my daughter from ruining her and my future grandchild's life?
It's time to calm down. You've had your emotional outburst, and it's time to now approach it from a loving, want to protect my daughter point of view. Have a reasonable conversation with her about how important education is, how you're not saying that she can't be with the baby daddy, but let's just let emotions settle down. Let's give this some time. Finish your education. This is what I would just, I'm just going to tell you what I would try to tell my daughter. It's like, you don't have to marry him right now. The odds are, you know, if you're really in love and it's really meant to be, this is going to work out ultimately, but I want you to get your education. So let's do that. Let's put that behind us first. And then we're coming up on the end of the school year anyway.
Yeah. She's almost done. She's
almost done.
Done.
You're the light at the end of the tunnel. Don't throw it away. Finish line's right there.
Yeah.
And then we can think about what to do next. But right now, I would say, don't rush the marriage. I hope you're in communication with the boy's parents, because y'all have to have a united front on this.
Oh, that's the toughest.
What do you do? What is the right thing to do? I've seen shotgun weddings, and it's just a disaster. I've seen shotgun weddings where they go on to 50 years of married bliss.
You never know.
You never know.
But coming from something from that, from a teenage, my mom was a teenage mother. My father was a teenage father who said he wanted to stick around. Teenage boys say one thing, and then when everything hits the fan, they tend to walk away.
Yeah.
You know, so I wish her daughter would understand that she could potentially just have her mom.
Making a 17-year-old girl understand that.
It's tough.
It's tough, but you've got it now. You've gotten the initial out of the way. If you have like a preacher or somebody in your family that you can maybe approach and, you know, try to get some advice from a real person that knows all of you and can give you better words to say than I can. I'm just really thrilled to hear that she wants to deliver the baby. You know where I stand on that. So I'm really thrilled that she's making that decision. Marrying the dad. I'm sure that's she's caught up in the love and the romance of it, but just getting her that education out of the
wait.
Way.
Yeah, you can wait. Marriage can
try
wait.
To say, you know, I support you. I'm not saying you can't see him. This is done, but let's just not rush the marriage part. Let's give this some time and see how he responds, if he can be a good daddy to your baby and he can be a good partner. Let's see how he responds before you put a ring on it.
Exactly.
Let's give him a little test of time.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe that'll buy you some time.
Good advice, Kelly.
Oh, God, it's a hard one. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's tough.
But it's not life-ending.
No.
I know one of the things that kept me from getting pregnant, besides the fact that no boy wanted to sleep with me, was the fact that I was terrified of having to tell my parents I was pregnant. That and to me, at 17, my life would have been over. And it's true.
No.
Your life doesn't end if you're a teenage pregnant girl. It doesn't end. It's just a real big U-turn.
But, yeah, you know, just the fact that he wants to marry you shows that he's at least a stand-up guy.
Most guys
would run. I did.
Well, so they say they want to marry you at first, and then the reality starts kicking in. So before you rush off and do it,
so at least he's
my father said he wanted to stick around and do the right thing, and then I was born. And as soon as that baby's crying and there's diapers with poop in them, and then you can't go out with your buddies anymore.
At least stand up.
Guess what the 16-year-old did?
Yeah.
Oh, bye. I'm going to go be a 16-year-old.
Yeah. I've been there. I did.
I'm so nervous even talking about this subject because I know I'm not giving great advice.
Yeah.
No, that's great advice.
It is good advice.
I mean,
And if he's willing to marry her now, he'll be willing, hopefully, he'll be willing to marry her
a year from now.
Or two or three down the line when the dust kind of settles and you can see where everything is going.
Let him go to school. Get a degree so he can get a good job and take care of the family.
Support the family.
Get that education, man.
If there's a tough love scenario where you can introduce her to other people who've been there, done that, and shown how this didn't work for us, how this is what we're, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's tough. Life ain't a TV movie of the week, people.
Maybe just sit down and watch Teen Mom. I mean, you watch TV show.
That glamorizes it. Girls,
does it?
Girls try to get pregnant to get on that show.
Because they think they'll end up on
they think they're going to end up rich and
famous. Because they think they'll end up
16
on the
and
show.
Pregnant, I meant. Because not all of the girls on 16 and pregnant.
Amen.
But you see how difficult it is and how many of them drop out and how difficult it is to go back.
Yeah. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
When I met my wife, I drove the car of my dreams, and I made it perfectly clear that I wasn't going to get rid of my car no matter what. Oh. It was paid for, in mint condition, and it was mine. She hugged me, she said she understood, and that was that. Then we got married. We bought a house, had kids, I parked the car in the garage, and just drove it on the weekends. No big deal. I swore I would never be a minivan driving dad.
But shout out.
I became a minivan driving dad.
Yeah, life happens.
My car is still mine on the weekends. Well, now my lovely wife says that my car is in the way and that we need that space for storage. She says she can't stand the thought of throwing our kids' stuff away and the car needs to go. I asked, why can't we just get a storage unit? She says we're on a budget. I asked, why putting the stuff in the attic? She says the bugs and the rodents might get it.
Oh, please.
I can't do it. It's my car. It's my baby. The one thing I insisted on when we got together. Am I a jerk for insisting that we respect that?
That's no.
Tyson. Not at all.
No, Tyson, your wife is being unreasonable. She's bugs and rodents in the attic. Then get an exterminator and store stuff. That's ridiculous. And you've got to be willing to part with something. Yeah. I mean, you can't just keep every, you know, I did that at first with Emma Kelly. Every piece of paper she brought home from school, every little thing. And now I'm like to the point, this is ridiculous. And I have to purge.
You keep the stuff.
You keep the real special things. You've come up with a storage plan. Get one of those. They have those garage organizer systems. Look at me being mispractical. They have these people that will come to your house and they'll figure out storage systems where you can store stuff above in the garage where they have things on the wall. There's a way to be creative at storing things.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she's throwing out that bugs and rodents will get it in the attic means she's not being a cooperative partner to you.
Because there's ways to seal that away from the rodents.
There's a way to do it, and she's being, I have your back on this.
Yeah, me too.
It still keeps good stuff. My mother, this past weekend, showed me a pair of shorts with suspenders that she made for me when I was
three years old.
Yeah, there's a few things you like to keep.
Yeah, you keep that stuff.
Every once in a while you pull out of a box, it gives you a warm, fuzzy memory.
Yeah, it still smells like the baby when they were babies.
I was like, I wore those? She goes, yeah, John F. Kennedy had some on in a picture, and I made some for you. I was like, oh, my God. But anyway, keep the good stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, throw some of the stuff
away. I think I just have the suit
from
when my mom got married. I have the little suit that they made for me. And that's the outfit I have from.
I have a few special outfits of Emma Kelly's that I put in one of those under the bed storage containers.
Yeah.
And I just put it under her bed because one day, if she has a little girl, I want her to be able to. Yeah. Her first Easter dress is in there. Right. This really cute cupcake outfit she had, I thought was cute. Her first Halloween costume. It's all under the bed storage. There's creative ways to store stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Jenna, did your mom keep your first baby thong?
Just my Catholic schoolgirl skirt. That's all I got. Yeah. Just in case I have a kid and she ever wants to do it, hit me baby one more time.
And if you say you can't, and she says we can't afford a professional organizer, go to Pinterest.
Oh yeah, there's
a million ideas where you can do it yourself storage solutions.
Caution: nothing ever ends up the way it is on Pinterest. Though.
I love Pinterest fails. That's fun. Yeah, so.
I've been on there a lot lately.
It's so bad. So hard to do what they do on Pinterest.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All the singing competitions are basically back. The Voice is back. American Idol is back. Everybody's having a good time singing. So we're like, hey, we want to play. We want to play with the singing stuff. So we decided to come up with our own bit where we get to perform. This is the Voice Factor Idol. Yay. I'm your host, JC Seacrest. Only this week, because next week I got to compete again.
I think we were supposed to clap right there, y'all.
Oh. Yeah.
Good again, JC.
Good. Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest.
We have no judges. You're the judge. In your car. You get to vote after the performances. We've done this once before. Jenna ended up being the champion.
Somehow.
Look at all.
I was the huge loser. I was the bottom.
I came in third.
I settled right there in the middle.
I was in the middle.
This is the thing. So it went. I was in first place. Al came in second. Kelly came in third, and you came in fourth,
right,
Tracy. And now it's going to definitely be opposite because I lost to Kelly in the first round, and I lost to you. So this means you and Kelly are going to – there's some redemption there.
Yeah, we were just told that Kelly and I are having a rematch of the Toilet Bowl, but in the championship round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Al and Jenna, last time they performed, you guys went ahead, and it was a tough one.
Yeah.
You guys did a hooking up at work, right?
Hooking up with a colleague, a coworker.
This is the last battle they had. This is Jenna's song, Booty Colleague.
Can't go back now, he just copped a feel. JC would have been the better deal. Or Kelly, because she makes $5 million.
Yeah, I do.
Hooking up on the job. Mary Jane and bookkeeping got me thinking about creeping Samantha at our front desk. Man, she's got some perky breasts. Then there's Shelly, met her at the deli. She's got the tightest little belly. Shailene in advertising got more than my temperature rising.
Yes, our brother.
My booty collie don't want none unless you got buns, hon. Oh, my God. I just hooked up with Big Al.
Before we knew it, we were on her desk.
Okay.
My daddy said...
Okay. So that was last time Jenna and Big Al Mac went head to head.
Oh, boy.
That was a good topic to sing about.
See why I lost.
Jenna attacked, and she went at Big Al and the rest of the cast, which is good because people know who we are. Big Al Mac decided to make up random people at work.
Last time, or the last few times, I've kind of known what song I was going to at least sing to. I didn't know what I was writing about.
But me too. What's been hard is song choice.
I have no idea right now. Like,
it's better to know the topic, right?
No, not really.
Not really.
But I do kind of sometimes peruse the Billboard 100 or think about if I want to go rap or if I want to do, Bruno Mars.
There's nothing I'm really singing right now that I haven't already sang to.
Right.
So
okay. I don't have many options.
Basically, Al ran out of Blake Shelton
songs. I've run out of country songs.
And Jenna ran out of hip-hop songs that she knows very well. So we have the Wheel of Topics. Mike, our executive producer, is in here. He handles all the behind the scenes.
All right. Mm-hmm. What are the topics?
So we decided this year we have 14 spaces on the wheel. We decided instead of having 14 topics, let's just pick 7 and double it up. We got some really good ones this week.
All right.
First off, inspired by yesterday's conversation with Big Al on the air, choosing your job over love.
Yes, because Al is choosing to work at his bar instead of celebrate his girlfriend's birthday.
Right.
Okay.
Second topic is road trip. We were talking about taking a family road trip.
All right.
Third topic, singer's choice. You can come up with whatever you want.
Wild card.
Singer's choice.
Yep.
The fourth category, a lot of people are talking about prom right now, asking people out to prom.
Yep.
Free passes, basically, if your wife or significant other gave you a free pass.
Celebrity free, okay.
A little love song for a celebrity.
The sixth one is to battle each other. We got a lot of response on Facebook. People want to see you go head to head. They like it when you guys talk smack to each other.
Attacking.
So one of the categories is battling each other.
I always do battles with mine, regardless of the time.
And that's probably Al's weakest because he's not really good at attacking people because he's too nice.
All right.
One thing he would be really good in is our seventh category, and that's black things. But we have to explain.
It's Black History Month.
We got a lot of people on Facebook saying, talk about black ice. Talk about Black History Month. So we just
black.
Threw it all in one category and said black things.
Okay, black things.
Blackish.
That's the thing. We said Black History Month, which it is appropriate, but having a white girl rap about Black History Month, I don't want to offend anyone. So if it lands on that, I wanted to make it more about
you just go
black
all out.
Things.
Go all out.
It's okay.
So just offend. Yeah. Go all out.
If it, go offend.
Oh. Don't offend.
Want you to lose.
That's the thing. No.
Own it.
All right, JC, come over here and spin the wheel.
All right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Good all luck. Right.
Come on.
Here we go.
I don't even know what I'm rooting for.
Right? I know one you're not rooting for, choosing work over love.
Yes. Battling
Battle!
Each other.
Yeah.
Head to head.
Yeah.
Woo! Battle of time.
That's interesting. I'm curious to see how far you'll go.
Oh, you got to tech Jenna, Al.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you agree that your feelings won't get hurt right here? You both agree.
Okay, well, battle.
No.
No, I don't agree because Al has such a hard time.
Yeah.
Making fun that he either is weak on it or he really crosses the line.
He'll cross
the line. You know what
I
mean? It's like the nice guy that has a hard time making jokes about someone else. He's either too soft, which is nice, or he really low blows and it leaves me in tears.
So obviously, Kid Nation is deciding. Do you think they want you to be hardcore?
Yeah.
Or do they want you to play it nice?
I'll battle. I mean, that's right? My last song was about hooking up with Al.
Yeah.
And it was in a nice way,
right?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I think a battle can be.
Yeah, we can do it.
I think it just needs to be about the
a nice battle.
I've never heard a country song
nice
with a battle.
I want to let you borrow my copy of 8 Mile so you can see what battle is.
Does this mean I have to rap?
You don't have to rap.
You don't have to. I mean, you can sing.
Your best song so far was that Bruno Mars song you did, and you were singing in that one.
Oh man, battle! I don't even know where to start battling Jenna.
Do you have a song in mind now?
No, I have nothing.
Nothing.
I have, like last time, I had the song done before 9:30, before we left.
It just came to you, right?
Yeah. And this I have no idea what my content is. I have no idea what my song is.
Uh-huh.
I just got nothing.
Maybe you win, Jim. You cannot give up.
No, you only got one shot, Al.
One opportunity. Seize everything you ever wanted. Look.
All right.
Yes. Your palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on your sweater already.
Mom's
your
mom's spaghetti. All right.
You should do it to this song.
All right, let's do it. Hey, tomorrow this time, we got it.
Tomorrow this time, Big Al Mack battles Jenna.
Boy, the enthusiasm level.
Hey, Al,
palpable.
Do you want a duet? You want to like
co-write
together and be featured on each other's songs?
This is a competition.
That would be funny, though.
Yeah, it would. But that's too much. That's too much practicing and going back and forth.
Too much. You mean it's so? Wait a second.
Work.
It's too much work.
Too much
work. You have to work. That's the problem.
You have to go to your bar.
Work,
yeah, okay.
That's too much work, Jeff.
All right.
All right, Al.
This time tomorrow morning.
I got it. We got it. You got it.
Big Al Mack will take on Jenna, the defending champion.
I'll do this
to see who comes in last and suffers the consequences. I heard there's a consequence. Because
fair. If that I win the last one, don't win a prize.
That's
now if I will likely lose the whole thing,
I agree. That
I get punished.
It's not fair. You can't just be throwing in punishments because you think it's funny all of a sudden. It's not fair.
I'm not throwing it. That's what we said when we started
this
one.
I never agreed to that.
Let's battle JC. Both of us.
Come on. Why is that fair now that you're not in the running to lose?
It's not.
Right?
Kelly's
right.
Not in the running to lose.
Right?
That's why we're doing it.
What?
I haven't said a word.
Okay,
fine.
Punish me this time when I lose, and don't reward the winner. Because
don't act like a loser,
Jenna. Treat people.
Don't act like a loser.
Please.
Be positive. It might be Al.
There's not going to be a punishment, Jenna.
There's going to be. There might be a pot. There might be.
You can't just throw out punishments at free will.
That's
I love
what
when
we
people
said.
Just make up stuff on the show, and it's just okay because somebody said it.
I remember you saying it. I never agreed to it.
There's a punishment.
No punishment.
No.
Yeah, JC, you come up with the punishment.
No, I don't come up with this punishment.
No, you. It's all on you. You have to come up with it.
You don't want me to come up with the punishment.
No, I do.
You do? Okay,
oh, yeah.
I'll come up with the punishment.
And it's for you.
Fine. You know what? This is how this works.
What?
I'll do the punishment, if we go back to the first time we did this with no reward and punishment, and the loser has to do the same punishment.
Statute of limitations.
Oh, no, my
that's
God.
Fair. That's fair. That sounds exactly fair.
I'm actually willing to make it a good bit and do the punishment, even though I don't have to if I lose.
But that means the last
loser has to do it, too.
Retroactive, yes.
The consultant said that there should be a punishment.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they said they didn't even like the bit.
That's true.
Because there wasn't consequences. You need to work towards something.
Fine, I'll do.
I'm gonna retweet every frozen meme of your sex face.
Oh,
that's fine. That's fine.
Fine, I'll do the punishment. Whatever.
So you hurt my wife.
Oh, it's your wife's feelings. You hurt your wife's feelings when you accept the job in the first place when she's home incubating your baby in her belly.
Yeah, and you're out cheating for a movie.
It's not cheating. It's acting.
You want punishment. You're going to live with punishment.
That's fine.
We're going to battle JC. I think.
Why am I turning into the bad guy?
You're the one demanding punishment because you have nothing to lose.
I'm not demanding punishment. We said from the get-go there's going to be a difference.
No, we didn't.
Fine, there won't be no punishment. We'll just do it, and this world is happy place, and there's nothing wrong.
No, I'm good with punishment.
No, it's fine.
The last loser should be punished
as well. It's fine. We won't do a dang punishment. No punishment ever.
The consultant said he didn't like, people don't like it when we're mean.
You're being mean to me.
Punishing is mean.
Can you imagine if we argue like this, what a road trip would be like? Because the wheels are in motion with that.
They are?
We're probably going to get an RV and travel across the country.
Oh, really?
It's moving along, Al.
This.
Yeah, that was your idea.
Yeah,
and it looks like it may come true.
All right.
Kelly, how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I just need to hear how this is going to play out.
All right.
I'll reserve my judgment.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Those are the One Republic guys right there. Why are we playing their song? Because they are nice enough to help us out with Classroom Musical this year.
Thank you, One Republic.
Yeah. What's Classroom Musical? That's where you get your class together and you create a cool video recreating one of the One Republic songs. We're going to put all their instrumentals on our website at kidnation.com. That's KIDDNation.com. Pick one of their songs, redo it. You can change the lyrics, keep them the same. All we ask you to do is mention the Kid Craddock Show in there, somewhere in your video. And have fun with it.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. There's no limitations to what you can do in this video. You could even play the instruments yourself.
Ooh.
Now, we have three categories. We have the little cute kids from kindergarten up to fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
We have the middle school kids, like sixth, seventh, and eighth grades. And we have high school, ninth through 12.
Now, the winners of those categories will receive $1,500 to improve your classroom.
Yep.
And that's the thanks to Tasty Cake, by the way. You can buy books, technology, whatever you need to use for your classroom to make it better for the kids.
Sure.
That's what the money goes towards.
And one pony.
No ponies.
I love it because teachers spend so much of their own
money.
I have a friend that's a teacher, and she tells me some stories sometimes about the kids that show up on her doorstep. It's like what teachers take out of their pockets to help their kids out. It's incredible.
Yeah, my sister-in-law is a teacher, and so I hear of all the stuff she has to buy for her kids. And then she goes above and beyond.
Going through.
Yeah. Amen. Yep.
And also one grand prize winning class. So out of the three classrooms, one's going to be the grand prize winner.
Uh-huh.
You get to Skype with the band One Republic. And they're also going to share your video with their 14 million fans on social media. Thanks to Interscope Records. They made that possible.
That's huge. Because when artists do that, when they see somebody that pays tribute to them and they post it on social media, that's a huge honor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, the rules are, has to be a One Republic song.
Right.
You got to get it in by Friday, March 20th.
Yep.
So you have about 4 weeks, less than that. And make sure you mention the Kid Craddock Morning Show in there and boom.
Pretty much it.
Good luck. Make your videos. Let's talk road tripping.
Yeah. I mean, I went to this RV show over the weekend.
You brought this up yesterday.
Yeah. And I saw these beautiful, extravagant tour buses. I was like, man, it'd be cool if we, like, rented one of those for a week and took a trip, you know, us, here on the show.
Now, that's cool, Al, because you're the guy on the show that likes to just up and leave. You randomly go travel.
He always has his passport and a pair of shorts.
Yeah. And then he leaves you there.
And then he leaves you there. Like you love to do this. This is right down your alley.
It is.
If we go on a road trip, let's go.
I've had this idea for a long time. Like I remember show meetings that we used to have years ago. And I said, let's take a road trip.
Kids always say no.
We like being at home during vacation.
And this might be one of those things that's cool to talk about, not as cool to do. But we're going to do it anyway, hopefully.
Yeah.
So but we need two things to take our road trip. We need a tour bus. like a nice
a big RV.
Like an RV type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Something we could sleep in.
Something that sleeps at least, what, 4 or 5 people. Oh, we're going to have
more than that,
Al.
Okay.
We need people that can, like,
maybe like 6 or 7 or 8.
Film and put the show on the air.
And we need places to go.
Yeah.
So that's all we need.
So we throw it out there. we throw it out there for Kid Nation to hook us up with some ideas on what to do. And I believe you have some right in front of you, Al.
Yeah. Terry says we should go to Collinsville, Illinois, because they have the biggest bottle of ketchup.
See, that's cool. That's something I would love to see.
Yeah. Tiffany says, well, she's agreeing with what I said yesterday about going to Amarillo because they have that, I think it's called the Texan or something. It's a big steakhouse, and they have this challenge. If you can eat this 72-ounce steak in an hour, you get it for free or something.
Yeah.
So that's cool up in Amarillo. And Deanne says, just hearing the stories of you guys all riding together in an RV would be priceless.
I was thinking about this
Who'd
yesterday.
Who'd be the first to bail and take a flight home?
Oh, Kelly.
Probably me, the guy who came up with the idea.
No, you wouldn't, Al.
Yeah, because we do need a plan.
Here's the problem, because, and I've had to deal with this in the past. You ladies have not. Big Al snores.
Really?
Big Al snores.
Not a lot.
Well, then he's going to need to get surgery before the trip.
Or some of those breathe right strips.
Something, because you snore.
Now, road trip in the RV is one thing. We don't have to necessarily sleep in it at night. You know, we can go to a hotel.
See, the company's not going to want to. What's the point of road tripping if we're not going to road trip?
I mean,
right?
Yeah, the whole point is, I mean, there's an area. I've always wanted to do the drive from, like, Texas through New Mexico, Nevada. There's some really cool scenic things. And then you head up way west, right?
Yeah.
And we have actually had a couple of people write that. Crystal says the Four Corners, each one can stand in a different state and do the show. Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you mentioned Colorado. Somebody says we should go to Andrea, says we should go to the Mac and Cheese Festival in Durango, Colorado.
I went to that last year.
So
that'd be cool.
That might be an interesting road trip. And you know, when I know there's a light at the end of the tunnel in the form of macaroni and cheese, and you know how I feel about that, I might be willing to stay on the RV.
Is it a neon light at the end of the tunnel?
There's a neon.
I want to see Mount Rushmore live in person.
What? Live?
I don't know why. Just in person,
that
I mean.
That thing's super dead.
Pam thinks we should make a tour. Pam thinks we should make a tour of all of our cast member and crew's hometowns.
All right. Me first.
Well, that would take us to opposite sides of the country.
That's
I'm in South Carolina, and you're in California.
We're in Mexico.
We could start.
We can't really go to Mexico.
Yeah, we would have to cross the border. But we
and
can
we'd
go
never
where,
make it past security.
Yeah, we can go where I went to school, and we can go to start in San Diego, where I went to school. And then we can go to, where would you want to go? Ohio, Jenna?
I mean, that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to.
That's a long trip.
And then we'd have to go to South Carolina for Kelly.
I want
to
do, like, Area 51, do some weird stuff, you know, go to the Joshua Tree. We could stop in Vegas, Grand Canyon, that kind of thing.
Yellowstone.
Yeah,
Amy
I've never been to Yellowstone.
We should go to Yellowstone. Mike asks if we're going to grow a beard and start cooking crystal meth in the desert. I don't think we're going
to
do that.
New Mexico, probably not. Where they film Breaking Bad.
Crystal meth. I think this could be one of the funnest things we've ever done.
It could be
the worst thing.
I'd like
thing.
To end up in Bend, Oregon. We have a big Kid Nation family in Bend, and I've never been to Bend.
We could start there. Oh, it's beautiful there. Shannon and I went out there.
Can we fly back, though? Like, can we take it as far as we can go? Because the drive home from the road trip is always way worse than the way there, because you're excited about all the things that you have to look forward to.
On the way home, it's just like a beating.
It's like, let's just get home.
Unless
don't you make the
you do a loop and don't come back the same way, and that way you still have things to look forward to on your way back.
That's exactly what we should do.
No.
What do you mean no?
Like the way we're getting along so far.
Let's go just to Canada.
This is going swimmingly.
I would love to go to Canada. I've missed a couple of opportunities to go to Canada.
Which side of Canada, though?
Vancouver is where I've been. That's over there on the west side.
I want to do west. Yeah, I've done Niagara.
Yeah, I don't think I can go to Canada. I got a felony.
What?
I'm just kidding. It's Chris Brown reference.
Can we bring dogs?
Yeah.
We gotta bring our dogs.
We gotta bring. I gotta bring Curtis.
No, you do.
What am I doing, Curtis?
That's
Curtis
the worst. Is annoying. No, I'm sorry.
This is not annoying.
Curtis chews up everything. He has never calmed down. Obedience training
calm.
Did not work.
He's calm.
No,
he's chewed up your hoodie
you
brought in yesterday.
We're not taking Curtis.
No dogs.
Maybe Max.
No dogs. Can I bring
Max
my kids?
Max is just a lump. He's
fine. Yeah, Maximus is just a lump. If he's still alive at that point, we need to celebrate his life.
Can I bring my kids?
Guilt trip.
Can you bring your kids?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
No.
Only if I can bring in McKelly.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun.
You bring Tinder Bear.
Would you bring Tinder Bear?
We can bring our lovers. kidding.
What?
Yeah, let's bring our lovers.
Let's bring our
maybe
lovers.
Maybe for just like part of it.
Well,
maybe. And then they can fly home.
When this bus is a rockin', don't come a knocking.
Oh, whatever.
Do you still have a lover, Al?
Yeah, I still have a lover.
Okay. After yesterday? Everything's good?
So far.
I don't think she's heard it yet.
Oh, she hasn't heard it? Big Al Mac decided he's going to stay at the bar instead of going on his girlfriend's 30th birthday.
Fight night.
Yeah, because it's...
Everybody had your back, though, Al.
It's Pacquiao and Mayweather, man.
Most people. I do have a comment for somebody.
I think I came up with a solution.
You do? This is very deep, Al.
What?
Anthony Silvas wrote me on Facebook and said, in regards to Al's decision between spending time with his soon-to-be 30-year-old doctor girlfriend at his bar at the boxing, I choose spending it with her on her birthday. Why? In life, we never know if our next birthday will be our last.
Oh, God. Why you put a damper on it?
It is true.
That is so true, Al.
Very true.
That's something you got to think about.
Enjoy the moments we have.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Thank you. Never know.
You never know. This might be the last Pacquiao-Mayweather fight.
Yeah, it could be the last fight.
First and last.
I hope there will be other boxing matches.
Not of this magnitude.
No. I can't believe Kelly got the boxing match.
I think we should start riding the fighters, you know, the boxers. You should, you know, start a campaign. Have them help you out here.
Don't pull a Tonya Harding and go hit Manny Pacquiao's knee or something.
No, I'm not.
Don't do
Trust
that.
Trust me on that, brother. Yeah.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Now, we didn't go to school for this or anything.
No, not at all.
But we've done this long enough to where we can call out somebody for being crazy or not.
I mean, the one that resonates with me is you.
Mine?
I pee in bottles.
I used to.
You do that anymore?
I'm reformed. No, now I do. I do it in my backyard now that I own a house.
What good?
So I went from the bottles to the house. But I do one that, I don't know if I've told you guys this one before.
Uh-oh.
But I did it again. Because we got a new mirror, one of those long mirrors. Mm-hmm. So I set up my phone because I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, I wonder how I look, like what the body looks like when you run naked. So I set up my phone in slow motion, you know, that slow motion feature on the iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And I just run down my hall naked. And then I watch it in slow motion to see what the body does. You're running around naked. Does that make me crazy?
Kelly.
I'm going to reserve comment.
What?
There's nobody.
You're not curious about what, like...
No!
I've never been curious to see my body running naked in slow motion.
I am.
Yeah.
No!
I am, but not enough to do that.
Like, dude...
Because I don't know, it probably doesn't look that great.
It looks pretty cool.
Who's ever going to see you running naked enough to judge you?
I very seldom want to see my body with clothes on.
All right. It's the slow motion app.
There
is
no limit to your self love. There is no limit. You are fascinated by your own body.
It's not love. It's just curiosity.
You, come on, you love you some JC.
Yeah, it's curiosity. You love some JC. You love some JC.
I wonder how my body will look doing this.
No, it's not my body. It's another.
It's okay.
Part that I wonder about.
No, you love
it. It's okay.
That's a foreign concept to me to have that much self love.
I don't want to see myself naked doing anything.
It's curiosity.
Nothing.
No, I'm not curious.
One single solitary thing I want to see myself do naked. I want to see myself.
I don't want to shower naked.
I just think it's fun to watch it in slow motion.
I'm interested in something someone wrote.
Yes,
or does that make me crazy on our Facebook?
Come on.
Callie, because this has to do with me.
What?
Callie says, my husband and I stalked Jenna's stalker on Facebook. I started noticing the same guy would always be the first, second, or third comment on Jenna's pictures, so my husband and I started making bets on what number post he would be. Does that make us crazy or stalkers? I don't even know who Callie's referring to.
You stalked the stalker.
I need to get in touch with Callie.
Yes, you know.
She's been looking out for me.
That's cool.
Thank you, Callie.
That's
that
a
makes
fun game.
You considerate, I guess. I don't know. Karen.
I love Laurie's a little bit too much.
Okay,
this is
go ahead.
Awesome. She says, I refuse to eat at any restaurant with misspelled signs or menus. I will get up and leave. I always think if they don't care enough about spelling, they don't care that much about the sanitation and preparation of food. Does that make me crazy? Well,
She's missing out on some great, you know, ethnic cuisine.
She probably doesn't eat at my restaurant because we have Wing Wednesday, and we misspell Wednesday on the banner. I can't change it.
Yes, you can. You just got to buy a new one.
Yeah, I got to buy a new one. Yeah.
By the way, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This one's from Chris, and I love this one.
Okay.
If I had a garage, I would do this. When I leave for work every morning, If my car is in the driveway, I push the garage door opener as I walk out the back door. And as the garage door opens, I pretend it's a curtain raising on the stage of my TV talk show.
Wow, that's out there.
Cute.
That's so cool.
Kirsty says, when eating Mexican food, I like to put flour tortillas on my face like a hot towel. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're weird.
So weird.
Let's go to the phone. Though.
Let's do it.
Hey, Chris, you're on the Does That Make Me Crazy lines. We'll let you know if you're crazy or not. Go ahead.
Okay. When I go to the restroom, I flush the toilet midstream to see if I can beat the flush.
That makes you a competitive man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's a race.
I do that. Yeah. I do that.
I've done that, too.
I've done that, yeah.
Do you beat the flush?
9 times out of 10, I do.
You got to time out exactly the midpoint.
That flush is not going to beat me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Chris. Yeah, you're just
good job. Yeah, you're just a dude.
It's dude crazy.
It's a dude thing. Yeah.
Because girls would never.
Right.
No.
For men, everything's a competition. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah.
Speaking of the bathroom, Becky wrote, I always have to break off the first square of the toilet paper in the public bathroom because I don't want some stranger's hand touching what I'm using to wipe.
There you go.
Okay.
Crazy,
though?
Clean.
Yeah, just a little OCD, I guess.
Yeah,
a little germophobic.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hold on. Rachel wrote us online and says, maybe all you guys with kids out there, she says, I make sure there is easy-to-open, kid-friendly food on the bottom shelf of the pantry. Just in case I die in my sleep, the kids will still be able to eat until somebody finds them.
Aw, that's sweet.
I'd be more worried about them getting into that.
That's funny.
Corey, what do you do that's crazy?
So whenever I take a shower, you turn on the faucet, and then you lift up the little like knob that turns on the shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
When the shower is over, I have to make sure that the water that comes out of the faucet, like after the little knob goes back down, I make sure that it runs on my feet. If it doesn't run on my feet, I get like a little frustrated, and I either have to re-shower or turn the shower back on and just turn it back off to get the water to run on my feet. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
You know, if you don't let it touch your feet, like a consequence?
No, nothing really. It's just it makes me uneasy. Like I guess I've just been doing it since I was young, and so it just like kind of makes me uneasy when it doesn't happen. Like sometimes my girlfriend stops me from doing it, and I get frustrated. And I'm like, no, we need to fix this.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
That's a little crazy. I would say it's OCD.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little OCD, but cool.
Borderline crazy, maybe.
Yeah, thanks for your call, buddy.
Yeah, that's my only thing.
As long as
that's the only thing.
So you think. Rebecca, you have one for your that has to do with your kid.
Yes, I want to place a tracker on my infant. Fear of him being kidnapped. Does that make me crazy?
You know,
I think they do them on dogs.
They make these.
What?
Yeah. I remember a friend of mine way a long time ago when they were microchipping dogs.
Yeah.
She came out with a line of jewelry that looked like jewelry, kid jewelry, but it was actually a GPS tracker. I don't know whatever became of that. She broke up with a guy that we were friends with and moved back to New York. So I don't know if anything ever became of that.
Yeah, you're protective.
But she knew that was a real concern from people, and so she... I don't know what ever happened to it, though.
I don't think that's crazy.
No, you're not crazy, Rebecca.
Extremely. I mean, that's watching too much news.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It pays off if you ended up needing it.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
one time, maybe.
You're fine, Rebecca.
Baby tracker.
That's what I keep thinking.
All right.
Yeah. You're just a protective mommy who watches the news too much.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could take my kids in to get the chip put in, but I don't think they would do that.
Angel says, I have to watch TV with the volume on an even number. Does that make me crazy?
OCD.
OCD.
Yeah, there's...
We got to stop saying, you know, we always say, oh, you're not crazy, you're OCD. They want to be called crazy. So just say yes.
Okay, you're crazy, Angel.
Yeah, but that kind of little
crazy.
Neuroses.
Yeah.
People do that in the car. They want it at a certain...
Yeah.
Yeah, number.
All right, Jennifer, you have advice on how to stop eating bad foods.
Yes, I have this unique way of preventing myself from eating fatty food.
Uh-huh.
When I'm out at a restaurant or about to eat something and I see something I like that's really fattening, I will put my hands on my neck and push the fat up towards my cheek so I can feel how that feels, and that helps me to not eat fatty food. Does that make me crazy?
Okay.
Yes. Crazy.
That, you know, whatever it takes, girl.
That's crazy.
I used to know a woman. She was a beauty... Well, I knew her through kid. That she was a beauty pageant winner or something. She was Miss Something. And she would...
take her, when the food came, she'd take it and dump salt all over it so she could make it ruin it where she couldn't eat it. I'm like, then why did you even order it?
Right.
If you're just going to ruin it. I don't get
weird.
That.
Yeah, girl.
But whatever it takes.
Food, like, to take a bite of a cookie and throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
I had a college roommate who did that. But then I found her drunk eating the rest of the cookie later. I think that's called an eating disorder.
That makes her fun.
I go, you're smart, Jennifer. I go with smart. You know, you're getting yourself from.
Hey, whatever.
You're stopping yourself. Tiffany also has advice with fatty foods. Tiffany, what makes you crazy with food?
Does it make me crazy that I have to have all the nutritional labels of all the food in the pantry facing, you know, the labels, the nutritional labels facing backwards so it has, so I don't think I'm going to get, fat eating that?
What you don't know.
I feel like I hit a sugar content. Oh, crap, I can't eat that. I'm going to be fat.
So out of sight.
Doesn't bother me much.
That's right. What you don't know can't hurt you.
Out of sight, out of mind. No, that's smart as well, too, right there. This one's going to be crazy, though. Julie, what's up with your laundry habits? Oh, hold on. That's not Julie. This one's
Julie. Hi, Julie.
Julie, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. On laundry day, it takes me twice as long to do laundry because when I'm putting the laundry away, I have to sniff everything. Including the socks and underwear. Does that make me crazy?
Yes. Yes, you're crazy as well.
To make sure it's clean or just because you like the smell?
No, I just like the smell.
I know. Clean laundry smell.
It
yeah.
does. It does smell good.
No, but then what if you get a disgusting foot one?
Oh, then you got to put it back in the wash.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it makes you crazy.
Yeah, Julie, you're crazy.
No, she loves clean laundry smell.
Yeah, but you're going to get
But you want to be crazy, so okay.
You're going to get gross underwear. Yeah, we'll get it to you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.